You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hello there, what it do, how are you, and welcome to episode 12 of Above the Nest with Rachelle, brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. It's a great day to talk football. That is Eagles football, of course, and I'm your host, Rachelle Prevett, getting you hip very quick to what's happening. What's the latest buzz surrounding the Eagles, you ask? No worries, just sit tight because I got you covered. I'm recording on Friday, June 4th, and I cannot believe that it's already June. Where has the time gone? This year is flying by, and I mean, I have no complaints. I love warm weather, and I am definitely looking forward to the summer. But enough about warm weather. Let's get right to it. The Eagles rookies are officially getting paid. The Eagles signed now 7 of their 2021 draft picks. So that's Devontae Smith, Milton Williams, Zach McPherson, Kenny Gainwell, Marlon Tuipulotu, Taron Jackson, and Patrick Johnson. But I already know, out of all of the draft picks, you guys want to know about the number 10 overall pick, Devontae Smith. He signed a 4-year deal worth $20.1 million plus a $12 million signing bonus. Your boy is getting paid. There's also a 5th-year option since he was a first-round pick. And in the OTA presser on Thursday, Smith was asked what he plans to do with the rookie money. And I mean, I'm curious too. Don't you guys want to know? I mean, is he going to buy a new house, a new car? Is he going to go purchase some new flashy jewelry? But his answer was simple.
Nah, just put it in the bank. That's about it.
I'm convinced that he must have watched Jalen Hurts' GQ video where Hurts was giving advice to some of the younger players in the league when it comes to spending their coins. But Devontae comes off very humble and low-key, so I'm really not surprised by his response at all. Smart choices. The contract is no surprise and very well deserved, but Devontae Smith made it clear that he is not satisfied just yet.
This is what I've been working for, I mean, but ultimately, I'm not done. I'm not playing this just to get one contract. I expect to get many more contracts coming, but I mean, ultimately, it comes down to just me working. If I keep working the way that I've been working and handling my business, then that time will come.
During the OTA pressers earlier this week, tight end Dallas Goedert mentioned that there's a possibility of a contract extension in the works with the Eagles.
I think contract stuff is still in discussions a little bit. If I could get the contract extension, I would love to be in Philly forever. You know, having that, the second contract is the ultimate goal. So the sooner you can get to it, I feel like it's the better. But either way, whether I get it or not, I'm going to have the same mentality. I have to go in there, you know, have a good year. We got to make the playoffs. We got to get more wins than we did last year.
Goddard is heading into the final year of his rookie deal, and it's looking like he'll be the starting tight end this season, especially with Zach Ertz and the things that have been going on with him, and he's expected to be departing very soon. So make sure you guys keep your eyes and ears open for that news. All right, so y'all are really showing up and showing out. Y'all must be pumped for this season because of the new additions on the roster. Fox Sports shared some data from what looks like the past month, but there is no clear set date range, so we're not really sure. But it shows the top 15 jersey sales in the NFL. And two of the most popular players in the NFL right now are Philadelphia Eagles. So take a wild guess. Which players do you think were on the list? I'll even give you a second. I mean, it's pretty obvious the heavy hitters are Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith, but I'm going to go through the entire list from the NFL in whole for you guys. All right, so number one, Jacksonville Jaguars tight end Tim Tebow in the color teal. Number two, Tim Tebow's jersey in the color black. Number three, Chicago Bears QB Justin Fields in the color blue. Number four, Justin Fields in the color orange. Number five, Justin Fields in the color white. Number six, Tampa Bay Buccaneers QB Tom Brady in the color white. Number seven, Pittsburgh Steelers running back Najee Harris. Number eight, LA Chargers QB Justin Herbert. Number nine, Kansas City Chiefs QB Patrick Mahomes. Number 10, Green Bay Packers QB Aaron Rodgers. Number 11, Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver Devontae Smith. Number 12, Tampa Bay Buccaneers QB Tom Brady in the color red. Number 13, Philadelphia Eagles QB Jalen Hurts. Number 14, Jacksonville Jaguars QB Trevor Lawrence. And number 15, Cincinnati Bengals QB Joe Burrow. Some pretty cool yet random news. Nick Foles was in an X-Men comic book from Marvel this week. On Wednesday, he tweeted out, "Had a great time at the hashtag X-Men Hellfire Gala. What an honor being drawn into a Marvel comic book. Catch me in Marauders number 21. I thought that was super dope. How many NFL players can you say have been drawn into a Marvel comic book? I mean, that's super cool. I know earlier this week, Sheamus recorded a From the Bleachers episode where he was listing, I guess, like ranking the coolest Eagles players. And I think he's going to have to go back and make some adjustments now that this has came out, because this is on some next level-ish. Like, this is really, really cool. But I thought that was something fun, light, playful to end on. So, yeah. That is going to be a wrap for episode 12 of Above the Nest with Rachel. Thank you so much for listening. You guys are the best. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, because we have been dropping content on there as well. And just stay tuned for more content that we'll be dropping through training camp and up into the season. You guys are the best. Thank you again for listening. Have a wonderful weekend, and we out.
BGN.